Hey, Jane.
Hi, Hosier. How are you?
So good. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
Oh, my gosh. It's my pleasure. I'm sorry?
I was just saying thank you for playing the work as well, too. It's without you, you know, no one would be hearing it. So thank you so much for all the support.
It's our pleasure. We're so excited to have a new record from you, Wasteland Baby.
Yeah.
And so when it came out, I want to know, did you like wait up until the time that it was out? Did you have a celebration? Did you just like go to sleep one night knowing that it would be up the next morning? What was your process of finally getting this record out?
I did. It was a hard one to go to sleep. it was launched officially at midnight. So it's very hard to just clock off when that happens. I think, you know, and I have such an amazing fan base and such amazing supporters. So I just kind of stayed up and a few messages of support came in, which was really, really sweet.
That's cool. I love the image of you just like sitting there waiting for like a celebratory toast.
There you go. Exactly. It has to be done.
Now, I am a detail person. I am the person that notices the comma in the album title.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So if it was called Wasteland Baby, then I would think it was about a baby who lived in a wasteland. But because it's Wasteland, comma, baby, I think you're like describing a wasteland to someone who you're calling baby.
Totally. So it's the title track is, you know, it's named for a song called Wasteland Baby on it. And at the same time, it's like a love song for the end of the world, if I could describe it as that. And so it's somebody who is singing, it's kind of a play on words, it's somebody who is singing to who they do describe as their own wasteland baby, and is saying, look, I know things are awful right now, I know things are pretty tough right now, and we're still here, but all of those worries, all of that stress, that's just wasteland baby. So it's exactly as you described, that's just wasteland.
God, I love that so much. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's just a bit of a squeeze of the hand.
I love it. A quick rundown of your Twitter is a perfect example of your life as of late and the people that you have worked with as of late. I mean, obviously, on your feed, we see things like Booker T. We obviously know about Mavis Staples. Then Stephen Colbert. I mean, you've got legends left and right around you.
No, it's been amazing. And on this record in particular, working with Mavis Staples and working with Booker T. Jones, are two people that I am so glad and so grateful that I've had the opportunity to work with. You know, two people whose work is so much informed my own, and kind of with Booker T. in particular, the first band I was ever in, I was covering his work, you know, covering his song. And his work in particular kind of just switched on that light for me, and it's never gone out, you know.
Oh my God, that is so cool. That must have been the culmination of so many dreams to work with him.
Totally. It was so surreal. So surreal.
And then on the lighter side, talk about being on the Stephen Colbert show.
Yeah. I've been a huge fan of Stephen Colbert for a long, long time. And Jean Baptiste as well is an incredible musician. So getting to, there's so much talent in that studio, you know. And last night was And the Ed Sullivan Theater, you know, is so iconic. And yeah, we had such fun last night.
Absolutely. And then, in addition to all of the incredible, life-changing, legendary stuff, I did see one thing on your Twitter that made me scream out loud as well, and that was you had an interaction with We Rate Dogs.
We Rate Dogs, yeah. that was nice. I think I had a moment yesterday, so I was sitting down just chatting with fans, and just on Twitter, just getting back to a few questions, a few little messages,
mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me to give an opinion on their dog, and it was this beautiful animal, and I gave them 11 out of 10, and We Rate Dogs came right in and went, you know, I don't know about that, kind of put me in my place, gave the dog a solid 12 out of 10, and, you know, so it was a nice one, yeah,
at this
moment.
That is hilarious. That's the funniest Twitter feed. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, of course they jumped in on your conversation. That is so funny.
But you don't step on We Rate Dogs, but, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of, they wait, that's what they do, they rate dogs. And they were right, it was a 12 out of 10.
Well, it's always a joy to talk to you, and it's always a joy to have new music from you. Wasteland Baby is out now, and I just can't thank you enough for the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Genuinely, pleasure chatting to you.